Sam Crowley, welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in and you just hit play on this particular podcast, you're thinking, what's up? Where's the jingle? Why is he just screaming at me right from the go? And if you're a brand new listener, if you've never heard this podcast before, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. You got to go back and check it out, man. I'm the founder of EverydaySaturday.com, longest running motivational podcast on iTunes. I'm doing 10 shows today. It's a marathon throwback Thursday talking about the 10 lessons I learned when I quit the J-O-B, May 6, 2005.
Why are you doing your podcast on May 7th then?
Man, it's just the way I roll, man. Life unscripted, every day Saturday. True or true? Lesson number three, average is worse than failure. I just finished up the previous podcast talking about I'm allergic to wheat people. That's what I realized when I was in the job. The third lesson I learned is I'd rather fail, and I mean colossally fail. And those of you that know the story, you know, you ain't never failed until you've lost everything. And the best part is, oh, it's awesome when you lose everything and then everybody makes fun of you for losing everything. It's like, it ain't bad enough that you got to go in front of the bankruptcy trustee on 5th Street, or is it 6th Street? In downtown Cincinnati at the government building, the horn rimmed glass is the green paint on the wall. I swear to God, they make the bankruptcy courtroom look like a prison cell on purpose, just to kind of get you in that mindset that you are my prisoner. You are the prisoner of the United States bankruptcy court. And oh, do we got something planned for you? I'd rather fail again. I mean, colossal failure. Post my picture all over CNN, all over town. Put me on every billboard, on every interstate in the country, and put the word failure. Just put, this is the biggest failure in the universe. He's an idiot. I'd rather have that than to have somebody call me the A word. Average. Oh my God. If anybody were to ever call me average, I would spontaneously combust. I know I would, because I've had it happen before, and I can take you back. It was the late 90s. I was in sales in my job. And I remember we had four quartiles of sales reps. Who the first was actually the really high achieving ones. They went on the company trip to Puerto Rico or the Bahamas or Phoenician in Arizona, wherever, right? Some glamour, those sales quota trips. You've probably been on them for your company or any type of recognition trip. And then you had the bottom quartile, and these were like the dredges of society that you're trying to work out of the business, and they're just horrible. They're the albatross around the neck of the organization. They couldn't sell ice to an Eskimo, water in Death Valley. They can't get out of their own way. Nice people, but oh my God, if they couldn't hit a sales quota to save their life. And then in the second and third quartile, you've got the people that kind of fly under the radar. They're just average. And I remember sitting in front of my supervisor, and we were doing a year review, and I was like, oh my God, I hate these things. Don't even get me started on a year review. I can't even get going on those things. They're the dumbest thing ever created in the corporate world. I'd like to give you your annual review. I'm like, okay, great. You're going to review me. You're going to review my results. You, the overweight, bald, out of shape, credit cards maxed out, workaholic, big red neck, because your blood pressure is 800, and you're going to evaluate me. You, the one who kissed the boss's backside the last 6 years, who couldn't sell at all, has zero talent, is going to evaluate me. Okay, this ought to be rich. So anyway, they say, I remember he said to me, I'll never forget, well, right now I classify as kind of average. I'm like, average? What are you talking about? Average? I'm working my ass off. What do you mean average? Like, yeah, well, I'm like, I would rather be on the lowest quartile. I would rather do something just to be known. Because if I was in the lowest quartile, then I would have just quit and worked myself, or they would have worked me out of the business. If I was in the top quartile, I would have been on going on all the trips, where I ended up being, inevitably, not only in sales but in management, always going on these recognition trips after I finally said, I don't want to be average anymore. And then when I quit my job, the lesson I learned was I got to continue to have that mindset. I don't want to be average in the entrepreneurial world. Like, I want everydayissaturday.com to be big. It doesn't need to be the biggest. It just needs to be different. I guess not even big. I wanted it to be unique. Like, I didn't want there to be another podcast like this out there. And I don't think there is. I just don't. I don't think there's a podcast, for example, where a man or a woman gets in a microphone in front of them and just lets it rip without any outline, without any agenda, without anything but a large Dunkin' Donut coffee in their hand. I think that's got to be the only one out there. And I love that because Les Brown, and I said it on the show 2 days ago, all of us are born an original. Most die as copies. Don't let that happen. Lesson number three that I learned was average is far worse than failure. Do not ever be average. Do not ever, 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 ever be average. I would rather see you fail miserably because at least you have experience. At least you have some, like I'm talking about lessons today. At least you have some lesson that you've learned going through the process. If you're average, oh my God, you don't go with the flow. You know who goes with the flow? Dead fish. That's who goes with the flow. Ugh! Don't be a dead fish. See you next show. Lesson number four.